Blog Talk Radio.
The scriptures clearly teach is that we, as believers, should know history. God tells us in passages like Romans 15:4 and Isaiah 43. He tells us also in 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 11 and Psalm 73 and 78 and so many other places. He says to recall the former days, to remember the former times. Throughout the scriptures, we see that when a people remembers their history, they behave differently than when they forget their history. We see that even recovering histories, in the case of Josiah and the temple, leads to a national revival. Or in the case of Esther and Mordecai, the use of history by the king one night kept Mordecai from being hanged on the gallows and thus preserved the nation. So history is huge. God is into it. But in America, we don't do a good job of knowing our own history, and we need to. The scripture says that his people perish for lack of knowledge. We've been taught in America for years that what we're about is economics. We formed this nation because of taxation without representation. We need to know our history better. Taxation without representation does appear in the Declaration of Independence, but it's only one out of 27 issues that appear there. There's also religious issues. There's moral issues. There's so many other things than what we just hear today on economics. We need to go back and see that we were founded in this nation. Four clauses of the Declaration say that they didn't want activist judges. Two clauses say they wanted to end slavery. We have clauses over preserving the right to have Bible societies and other religious exercises. So as Christians, we need to know our history. We don't need to just go with what we've been taught. We ought to go back and read the documents. It's one thing to be taught what the Bible says. It's another thing to read it. So I challenge you. Follow up on what God says in the Scriptures. Know our history. Recall the former days. Let's go back and look at some of the patriots we had that were such strong Christians that are leaders that we don't even hear about today. So I challenge you, do some research, go to websites, look at things that will tell you about your faith history as a Christian. It's important you know that so that you know how to behave today.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill. We're so grateful that you've tuned in. And as always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country to come join us, come and learn with us. There is so much, really, to study, and it is of the utmost importance that we come together, do our homework, because unfortunately, the plans are now for the children in our homes. So, but first of all, we want to do what the founders did, which is to ask God to intervene. So if you don't mind, Ms. Ruthie, would you start us off in this conversation
with a prayer? Start us off in prayer? Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just come before your throne as we go through this day to day and as we think of your babies and as we work to make sure to restore as much of this country as possible to you and those who have ears to hear, parents, educators, those in authority, Father God, that we can bring our country back so that our children can be free to run through the cities of this country to do your work and your will and to be free to be kids and children, that they're not blocked by people who are using them as guinea pigs to do their dirty work and to make money off of them, the Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and you know, UNESCO and everybody else. I just ask you, Father God, that you will open up the doors for us to be able to get through and reach so many people, the pastors and all the people that can open the doors for our kids to be secure in a secure atmosphere where they know that people care for them. And I just thank you for Diana today in City on a Hill for giving us the opportunity to be able to share and to be able to have the voices of the people out there. They are having the voice because they're being given a voice through City on a Hill, Diane, and all of the hosts that are on this program. I thank you for them, and I thank you that we will do what you called us to do and that you give us open doors so that we can do your work and fulfill your plan in these babies' lives and in our lives and in our children and grandchildren's lives as we go forth today. And I just thank you for this program, that it will minister to those who are listening. In your name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Miss Ruthie. And I want to start off with some words of wisdom. Miss Barbara's not on with us. I love the little history nuggets that she shares with us because, you know, as David Barton says in the beginning, it is important for us to know our history so that we would know how to act. And really, when you think of it, it makes so much sense because, you know, for you to get to where you want to go, you need to know where you're coming from. You know, you're lost in the dark. It's like the blind leading the blind. And I just looked on this book from Alexis de Tocqueville is where I turned to, and it's his observation where Alexis de Tocqueville was the one that came to America to find out the key to the greatness and genius of America, he said. I sought for it, and he said he sought for it in her harbor, in her fertile fields and boundless forests, in her rich mines and vast world commerce, in her public school system and instructions of learning. I sought for it in her Democratic Congress and in her matchless Constitution, not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpit flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And I think those were very wise words. And here's a few more that I will read that I've not looked at before. He said in August of 1831, while traveling through Chester County in New York, he had the opportunity to observe a court case. And he wrote, "The Court of Common Pleas of Chester County, New York, a few days since, rejected a witness who declared his disbelief in the existence of God. The presiding judge remarked that he had not before been aware that there was a man living who did not believe in the existence of God. Whoa. That this belief constituted the sanction of all testimony in a court of justice, and that he knew of no case in a Christian country where a witness had been permitted to testify without such belief. We've come a long way." So this is why we're at where we're at. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest, Miss Ruthie, if you don't mind, tell the audience a little bit about yourself to start off, and then we'll ask Miss Christina.
Well, I'm editor-in-chief of BreakingNewsJournal.net, and by the way, you guys can go on BreakingNewsJournal.net on the live TV and programs page, and you're going to see a surprise there today, and that is the lineup that we have of the radio broadcast and the people who are affiliated with Breaking News Journal, and City on the Hill is right up there at the top.
Wow.
Diana was really excited when she saw that on the site. So you guys can go there and you can get the lineup, and that way you can see most of the programs that are good, that may be good for you, and you won't have to go a lot of different places to see all the listen to all the programs you want to listen to. So that's one of the things we're working on, and we have Breaking News Journal, Facebook, BNJ Global on Twitter, and Breaking News Journal on Twitter as well. And we are working to bring our kids out of the public schools, and we're doing it through every way we know how and through everybody who's going to be partnered with us, whether it's the pastors and the educators and parents, and we're working to save these babies.
Thank you, Ms. Ruthie. And Ms. Christina, how are you, Ms. Christina?
I'm good, honey. How are you today?
Oh,
hey, Christina.
Just like you.
How is everybody?
We're about the Father's business.
Yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are.
Well, Ms. Christina, if you don't mind, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, everybody knows me already.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, they do. Most of them
do. I don't know if I should. Well, about 5 years ago, I'm a designer and a developer by trade, but 5 years ago, the Lord called me into service and to be about his business, and so I started a tea party, and from there it's evolved into a national coalition that we founded called CURE, and that we're now standing for the children. We're trying to fight against the Common Core, and we're trying to wake up the parents, the teachers, the pastors, the churches to start standing in the gap and start, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing so that we can save our children, get them out of the public school system. That's our mission and our goal, is to do a mass exodus out of the public school system, but to provide parents with alternatives so that we can accomplish this. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Christina, we love you, and I thank God that, you know, I got to meet you and Ms. Ruthie, because we need people like you to be united and really setting this nation on the right track. And the ones that's suffering are those children that's going to be in the public schools, where they will not have a choice but to sit there in the classroom, and unfortunately their mind is going to be manipulated. But let me go ahead, for those of you that is new to trying to make sense out of Common Core standards, I'll try to give as brief a history as I can. I had a friend earlier who I had to give her a brief history, if possible, and I think, I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try. And then, you know, we've got some experts here, like Ms. Christina. She knows a lot about really how this thing started, and we have had the great privilege of talking to Charlotte Iserby, who was there during the Reagan era, seeing really Common Core.
Yeah.
It's got different names, but, you know, this is, there's nothing new under the sun. I think bottom line is we have got to get wise that, because when you're hearing about Common Core, the standards that are driving a lot of parents from east to west, we're hearing New York principals over 1,000 rising up against the education system. There's something very wrong when you've got 1,139 principals rising up against all these testings and stuff. And then you also hear that in California. They're also rising up. And what it is Common Core is the latest, really, affront on the mind of the child. But, you know, Abe Lincoln said it well. He said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of the government in the next. And so what is being taught our children will change a nation. Hitler knew that. You know, there's no doubt about it. He knew it full well. It worked for him very well. And it worked in Russia. And what we're wanting you to see is really what's going on with Common Core standards is basically a takeover of this nation through the minds of children.
Miss Diana, before you have Christina say something, I wanted to say something. This is in favor of what we're getting ready to talk about, but the video that we've been spreading over over the web about Charlotte being on InfoWars, that video that Christina sent over to everybody, I gave that to a friend of mine who is a professor at Oklahoma State University or something like that, and she we've known each other for over 20 some odd years. When I sent the video over to her, she said, well, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. And then she said, and maybe you should get in contact with the educators to find out what they think about this. And I said, excuse me? I said, don't forget, Professor White is an educator. And I said, and educators have been talking to him and to other people. I said, and there are educators that are leaving the profession. I said, there are over 1,000 that have been fired out of the state of out of Chicago alone, and there are thousands across the country who are leaving the profession. And she's like, wow. And she also writes for the Oklahoma newspaper.
Wow.
And so I just wanted you guys to know, it's like these are the, you know, this is where I am in reaching people to say, hey, wait a minute, you think you know what's going on out there, because she works at, because she's an associate professor at the Oklahoma University there, she thought that she knew it all. And when we got through with this, I bet you she's going back to look at that video.
Oh, I bet you she will. And she's going to be empowered. And I think there is a, we know there's a movement, because when we first started this, there was hardly anybody, there was hardly any website that mm-hmm. had any information on what is wrong with the mm-hmm. standards that's going to be taught our children, called Common Core Standards. But now there is such a deluge of information that sometimes it's, for people, it's a little bit overwhelming. So I was going to try to attempt in my very small way to try help folks to kind of make sense out of it all. But I think bottom line is the standards, you know, we have gotten all these years of psychology to know which way to go as far as teaching kids and which way not to teach kids. And when you have a master counselor that's looked at the textbooks of this Common Core Standards approach, and she's warning people, she says, you know, it's going back 50 years from what we know now. Mm-hmm. So that should warn parents that there's something going on. It's no longer about education. Mm-hmm. It is really about control, because when you know how to teach children properly and you've known how to do it, but you're going backwards, you're not helping the children. These Common Core Standards, I hate to tell you folks, they are not what they're saying they are. They're not there to help the children. As a matter of fact, this is how bad it is. When you have two of the top experts in the country, Professor Jim Milgram is a top mathematics professor in the country. He helped develop the best math standards, which were California's. He's from Stanford. Now, what this man is saying, and he was on the National Validation Committee for Common Core, and he would not sign off on it. And what he's saying is, get your children out of school. You need to homeschool. Now, for an intellectual, and when you hear this mild-mannered man, you really get shocked. And he's not, you know, he's not screaming at you. It's just a matter of fact. He says their math is really one that's going to confuse the children. Yeah, I know in many interviews he said it's wasting 2 years, at least 2 years, and this is why the algebra is going to really be introduced at a later stage, because for 2 years they are going to remake the way your child's mind should be thinking. Again, there's the counselor telling you this is not the way we should be teaching children. So that's Professor Milgram. Then we have the other professor that was on the National Validation Committee, which is Professor Sandra Stotsky, the English language arts, and she's saying, you know, tell those superintendents that no matter how much money they've spent, you know, you don't keep giving poison to your students. She likens this to poison. That's pretty drastic, Ms. Christina, you know, Ms. Ruthie, and this is for the academics expert that the Common Core people were hoping would put a stamp of approval. So that parents test off, you know, this is not good. No matter what anybody tells you, you're going to have to do your homework. Unfortunately, it is a lot of PR noise going out there from Bill Gates. And Ms. Christina, I don't know if you've got time to tell us, but I think what people have to get a hold of is there are planners. There are planners that have, that want their hand on the children's mind. And, you know, this Bill Gates, everybody needs to know that Bill Gates is really the one that's put a lot of money on Common Core, the development of it, because, of course, it's going to gain a lot of inroads for his computers, for his softwares. So, you know, it's a big boon to his company. But, Ms. Christina, would you tell us, why in the world Bill Gates would sign the agreement with UNESCO?
He signed the agreement in 2004, and his main mission, it's not so much that about, I mean, yes, it's about money, but it's not the money so much off of the technology portion of Common Core. He has a much more insidious goal behind him, and the reason he, you know, hitched his wagon to UNESCO is because all of this program, Common Core, is the mission of UNESCO. We are fulfilling the United Nations mission for our nation and our children. Bill Gates is a eugenicist, so I don't know how many people know that. He is for population control. He's all about, you know, this pantheism, Mother Earth worship, and we have to cull half of the population of the world in order to for Mother Earth to be able to be sustained. So he's got a lot of dark in his background. And so he's a big driver of this and a big funder of UNESCO, of Common Core. Because ultimately what their goal is, and this is where we come in, I mean, I can back all the way into UNESCO, the United Nations, you know, how it came forward and what their goal is. Their goal is aimed at destroying free will so that after our children leave school, they will only be able to do and say as their schoolmasters would have wished. They will utilize diet, injections, and injunctions, meaning drugs, et cetera, and any other means necessary. Technology, Skinner and operant conditioning method. The ultimate goal of all of this is to create a Soviet-style workforce system. You notice lately everybody's talking about workforce. When they speak with that, workforce happens to be right in there with education. When did you ever hear us talk about creating a workforce? Well, that's exactly where we're headed, into a Soviet workforce system, which goes back to Reagan signing us on with Gorbachev, you know, in 85 to merge our education systems. We're heading toward communism. Now, they're going to deceive by saying charter schools. They're on a big push for charter schools. They're deceiving people easily because what their goal is, this is by design. So remember, everything they're doing, the destruction of everything, the fabric of our society is by design. Whether it's the destruction of the family, they must destroy the family in order to take control of the children. They must destroy the churches. They're doing a great job of destroying everything, including our Constitution, everything we hold near and dear. Ultimately, they're by design, they want to destroy the public school system. And Common Core is designed to do just that. It will overwhelm the system, as we learn from Saul Alinsky all the time. You overwhelm the system, and it will overwhelm that whole educational system. It will start collapsing. The government will start closing public schools. Parents will start clamoring because they're already being brainwashed with propaganda about privatization, vouchers, charter schools, all of this. So that's what they're going to be clamoring for. Well, we want privatization. We want privatization. Well, like sheep led to the slaughter, they're going to get exactly what they asked for. And that is the goal, but they want, it's like being Delphi'd. You think you're having input and you think you're getting what you want, but in fact the outcome is actually what they wanted. They just are making you think you achieved that outcome.
Perfectly fit.
When in fact it's their outcome. So then once the charter system is in place, you do away with elected school boards. You have appointed school boards. You will have regionalism. Regionalism is where autonomy is lost in our cities, our states, counties, etc. They're trying to push it from the Agenda 21 aspect, which is property rights, etc. They're taking away all of that by virtue of so many different things. I mean, I could go down a list, but I'm not going to get into that.
Well, Christine, let me ask you, if you don't mind. I saw the video about a mayor from Florida that really spoke out against this. Would you mind sharing? Because, you know, people might think, oh, I've never heard of such thing. But, you know, there are a few mayors and towns waking up. So he was a wonderful example, if you don't mind, to say a little bit about, you know, what he was saying. I was just really impressed with him.
Posted the first guy, which was talking about the 750. And I did post that. And he was, I mean, he's just basically saying, you know, we've just got to do this and we got to do it now and it doesn't matter. And so, in other words, he's talking about regionalism. And just a real quick thing on regionalism. When they're going to implement that through Common Core. This goes back to that Wall Street Journal article of, what's his name?
Yeah, Gerstner. Lou Gerstner.
And he... came out
the writers of Common Core. They are where the writers of Common Core.
We need to do away with the school districts. So you have all 16,000 school districts across the nation. They want to cull that down to about 70. Now, that's not 70 school districts. That's 70 regional districts. Everything is going to be governed by region. So with the charter system they're going to implement, it will have a regional board. No local control. So there goes your parental rights, which is by design. They must have the parental rights. They're going to do that through regionalism and the charter school system and the voucher system. So do not be deceived by the charter school privatization of Michelle Rhee, Jeb Bush, people like this that are talking. Because, first of all, the charters are going to implement Common Core because Common Core is designed to create the Soviet Polytech workforce system, to create human resources versus children, to create, and then your tax dollars will be funding corporations' workforce. And that's what the whole thing, the corporations are behind the purchase. They're all signing up like crazy because they're going to make a lot of money. But in
well,
the
our tax dollars, itself, we're paying taxes to
paying
kill
tax.
Ourselves, to kill our own children.
To then those taxes are going to fund the corporation's workforce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're paying to do all the things to our own selves.
That's exactly right. So this is how it's. This is kind of just the quick synopsis of how it's going to come and go down this food chain till it gets to the private system, which then eliminates all parental rights. You will have nobody to go to. No board member, no input. If you don't disagree with something, too bad, so sad. You have no input. That's how they're going to get rid of parents. They must get rid of and destroy the family unit. That's why they want your children from birth on now. They've got Common Core for babies, for heaven's sakes. So it's a very insidious agenda, and we have to wake up to what is really going on and realize that we're being lied to on so many levels. People like Mike Huckabee and all of these people are coming on board for this, and they really, you have to question, are they this stupid, or are they really, truly, in their hearts, selling out our sovereignty and our parents and our children? I just can't even imagine, but it appears, because they're digging their heels in, that this is exactly what's happening. And this is a pure United Nations-driven agenda. We have two things happening in this nation. We have the UN agenda that's being driven, and we have many people right on board in our own government, in our own private society. That, and remember, they're going to talk about capitalism related to charter schools and corporations taking over charter schools. That isn't capitalism when you're working toward an agenda of control. That's not capitalism.
Well, Let me put again just a testimony to what you were saying about Common Core and school choice. Ms. Christina, here's an article from redefinedonline.org. It's dated July 22nd, 2013 by Doug, T-U-T-H-I-L-L. It says right here, for practical reasons, many Florida private schools are rolling up their sleeves and getting ready for the new Common Core state standards for math and English language arts. This fall, our nonprofit Step Up for Students will help about 140 private schools and their parents implement these new standards, and based on the dialogue we're having with other schools, we'll be helping many more next year. Some observers believe Common Core standards will undermine school choice. I disagree. In the context of school choice, common standards serve the same function as the operating system in computers or smartphones. Just as common operating systems allow software developers worldwide to create an endless supply of innovative software applications, common standards are allowing teachers nationwide to create and share innovative curriculum, instructional materials, on and on and on. So exactly what you were saying, they are going to use Common Core in school choice.
Absolutely. It's the vehicle. You know, it's just a new name. It's not a new agenda. And this is where people are getting confused. They're saying, well, Common Core is new. No, it isn't new. There's nothing new about it. You can go all the way back to the early 1900s where this started, if you really want to take your history back that far. You know, you can go back to 85. You can go back to Eisenhower when he first merged us with the Soviet Union. There's so many areas that if people would just do their research and go back and look, look up the Chicago Mastery Learning System and look at what the experiments they did on the inner city children, because they knew nobody would care. And so this has been going on for a very long time. They just changed the name to mask the agenda. And ultimately now they're just trying to push. You asked about that guy in Florida. Okay, that mayor came on and disputed that gentleman that spoke about how we have to have regionalism. We just have to have it and have it now. That's the nail in the coffin of America when you turn over everything to, because that's international. I want you to understand that. That's international. And many people, let me just throw this in real quick, speaking of international, they have these international baccalaureate schools, which people think it's an advanced program. It's advanced, all right. It's straight out of the pit of hell. It's from the United Nations. It's part of UNESCO. So international baccalaureate is not good. It's bad. It's taking your child, again, putting them into a United Nations mindset, which is a global, sustainable workforce citizen. It's not about education. It's not going to be about education anymore, period.
Let me also follow up with reading part of the Lou Gerstner. For those of you, I'm going to try to put together, Ms. Christina, with what you just said and what Ms. Ruthie's going to say. I'm going to put together on a blog with a reference to the links, because we're all focused on all the little details of the Common Core standards, which, you know, we're trying to convince the world the country is bad, and I'm convinced. All of us here are convinced it's bad. But I think we also need that conversation to figure out why is there Common Core in the first place. If this is supposedly to help the students, we know it's not. We need to know who the planners are. What is the real purpose of the planners? Because in order to really get rid of the problem, you've got to know who's behind it. Otherwise,
that's why I think Charlotte's video is so poignant. It is so important, that video that Christina sent out to everybody, because you get a whole university four years worth of college in about
wonderful.
An hour. You know?
It was awesome, and I highly recommend that. And I'm going to put the link to that too, because I just got an earful from her, and every bit of it was worth listening to and trying to digest. She did it in an hour, too, I think not more than an hour, which is incredible when you think of all the information that she was sharing. But I want to just point out to the letter from the Wall Street Journal article, and this was dated November 23, 2008, and Lou Gerstner was the head of Achieve, and Achieve was the one that wrote the Common Core standards. It's not people from these various states. But anyway, this is Lou Gerstner in an article. He was so bold. He says he's going to suggest to Obama that he convene the 50 governors. And, you know, we hear the governors talk, it's a high idea. We got together. Anyway, he says, I'm going to suggest is that he convene the 50 governors, and the first thing they do is they abolish the 16,000 school districts we have in the United States. 16,000 school districts are what we're trying to cram this reform through. And how did they do that? What they did very beautifully was they had this thing called Race to the Top, which, you know, excitedly, the states wanted to get some of that money because they're broke. So what they did, in essence, before any legislature was in session, was they signed on. The application was given on November 2009, and by January 2010, 2 months later, the states were already, we're talking about the heads of the superintendent of ed, signed on to what is called Race to the Top. And one of the requirements in order to get the most points, because the one with the most points win, these states were in a contest, but in order to get a lot of points, you had to agree to give up your standards that your own state has been figuring out all these years and put instead the common standards that are copyrighted, that cannot be changed, and that is not from your state. So they did that because they needed the money. And here we go. This is that road to getting rid of those 16,000 school districts, because now the local school board will now be just a rubber stamp. They pretty much tell the local school boards that they can choose the textbooks that they want to use, but they don't tell you the detail that those textbooks are aligned with Common Core. So you're really not getting to choose. you're going to fall in line with their, you know, with their list of books that they are approving. So there we go. But now here we are, and that was very telling, I think. And on down, this is where you say that about the 70. He says right here, now the governor's going to decide we'll keep them as advisory. We can keep them as community support, but they will not be involved in the fundamental direction of public education in America. Second, this group of governors will then select 50 school districts, plus, I'd say, 20 major cities. So we've got 70 school districts. 70.
No, 70 regional districts.
Regional instead of 16,000 school districts. And then he went on to say they will, within 1 year, develop a national set of standards for math, science, reading, and social studies. 12 months after that, they will develop a national testing regime so that there will be one day in America where every third, sixth, ninth, and 12th grader will take a national test against a national curriculum. And thanks to Bill Gates' money and administration of Obama, it's being carried out. So there we are, folks.
This was all funded in 2009. I mean, he had his act, like I said, you know, before, the only shovel-ready jobs we got was the shovel BS he gave us about the stimulus bill, because it wasn't about jobs. It was about funding all of this for their agenda to take over. He said he's going to fundamentally transform America, and people didn't realize what that meant. And what he meant is he's literally going to transform America from a republic into a communist nation, and that's the ultimate goal. And if you think he's going to give up his power easily, you got another thing coming. So we're headed down a very bad road, and it's not, you know, I can honestly say stop worrying about the curriculum. And it is a curriculum. It's a curriculum driven by the standards, because the standard is set forth, but the curriculum has to match the standards. So it's a curriculum. And it is going to destroy our nation and our children. We've already lost two generations. Over 60-some percent of the children today, the youth, believe in socialism. The curriculum is working. If we don't get our kids out of school, they see nothing wrong with what's happening because they've already been indoctrinated with all the propaganda. And they can sit there and tell you Common Core state-led and your chief state school officers and all this signed on. And sure they did. Everybody did what they said they did. But it's not state-led. This is a federally led, actually it's a UN-led, UNESCO, but it's a federally led program to nationalize.
You know what, Ms. Christina, they are so smart, because we were talking about, me and Ms. Ruthie were talking about it. You know, they have got us really turning our heads every which way that we can't even see what's right in front of our nose. And Ms. Ruthie, you are just, you know, saying about those distractions. You know, if you don't mind, name some of those distractions we were talking about.
You mean the distraction, the things that are the things that are taking us away from knowing exactly what's happening
yeah.
in our society? Those distractions
Benghazi,
are everything from media. Pardon me?
Benghazi.
Anything that's happening in the news. Everything.
The phony. What did he call them yesterday, our illustrious president? The phony, not conspiracy theorists, you know, all these scandals, the phony scandals. That's what he called them. They're all phony scandals. Excuse me? They're not scandals. They're reality of what the government is doing and coming after its own citizens. It's like, wake up, America, because your government is not your friend. And your government
is
doing...
Well, and Ms. Christina, this is why it's so important, really, to have Ms. Ruthie and what she is doing. And Ms. Ruthie, can you tell me when the Lord laid it in your heart to start this? Was he preparing you for such a time as this, or did it happen because you'd heard this was already happening?
You mean in Breaking News Journal?
Uh-huh. When did the Lord lead you to start this? What had happened?
I started my campaign in 2005, and I was on the road from 2006 to 2008, going across the country, and as people were... I didn't understand what was happening, I kept on getting the same message everywhere we would speak, and then people were saying, They were inviting presidential candidates to come and speak at different places, but you guys were not hearing about who the candidates were, the debates that were going on, what their platforms were, so on and so forth. So as we were traveling across the country, people were saying, "I didn't know anything about you. I had no idea, you know, that you even existed, and I like your platform, and I like what you're talking about, you're talking about education." Now, at the time, when it came to education, I was thinking of vouchers and things like that, because I thought that the meaning of school choice was that you could, you know, choose wherever you wanted to go. That's what my definition was, and that's what I thought their definition was. But there again is the distraction. They make you think one thing is talking about when you're actually they're talking about something totally different. So anyway, as I was going across the country and speaking, and people were saying the same thing. And one day I was speaking at Mount Rushmore, 35,000 people. And I tell you, people were coming up saying, "I had no idea, didn't know what was going on." The news media that was supposed to carry that broadcast to you guys across the nation went and covered a race car event that was happening in South Dakota instead of covering the debate, because Hillary and Obama had already come through there, so they didn't feel a need to talk to any of us other candidates who have something to offer to our society. With that in mind, we just, I said, God showed me we need to start a breaking news journal, a new site where grassroots people will be able to have their voice heard. And then the radio, breaking news journal radio started. You know, we started those things so that people would have a voice. They could deal with those issues. And then I started Racial Harmony Live Radio so that we can deal with the racial issues of this whole thing, another distraction that has people going on. You talk about the Trayvon Martin case and things like that. Those things are distractions as to what's really going on in our society. And we need to get down to the bottom of it and gear people the right way. So we started Breaking News Journal so that we could gather. It could be the town square of new media, where we could bring everybody who has good radio programs, different types of radio programs, but good radio programs together so that people can go one place and get their news and stuff like that and listen to all the programs that we have. And that's how that came about. And so these are the kind of things that we're working to bring. Now, my husband started, you know, as the Master Educators Tutoring Service and Exchange, which is about the same thing, you know, bringing people together so that they can get the right education and bring back the founding principles of what we started this country with. And that's where we've got to get back to, you know. So there's a whole lot going on and a lot of people working in different ways, and I just thank God for Charlotte and Christina and you, Diana, for that, because we're able to get to people and reach people.
Well, Ms. Ruthie, I titled today's show really Making Sense Out of Common Core. And I'm just here to tell the listeners, which many of them already know, but, you know, you really cannot rely on mainstream media. And I think probably Ms. Christina knows it better than most people. Who owns the mainstream media, Ms. Christina?
Who owns the mainstream media?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it to you this way. UNESCO, because part of UNESCO's mission is to take over the media, the arts, culture, and sciences, and education.
So that would mean then, Christina, based on what you're saying, the fact that we have Breaking News Journal and City on a Hill and Women on the Wall and things like that, they were not counting on the fact that we could do our own thing, that God would instruct us to do something totally different. So they're caught off guard there again. You know, what Charlotte is doing, it caught off guard because she was a part of the Reagan administration and she knew the insights. And then anybody who's worked in a company knows that when you find out something that's going on wrong, then they try to say that you were dismissed because you were a disgruntled former employee. Those are those key words to know. Don't pay any attention to it, that there's a lot of people that have a legit complaint on the reason why they're gone. And Charlotte had a lot of information. She leaked that. She put her life on the line. She put her job on the line. Those are the kind of things that we have to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, you ask about George Soros, just George Soros alone. You know, you talk about media. He has called 5,000 NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that he's utilized. That includes Media Matters and all the other different things that he has that are pumping out propaganda. And if you read in UNESCO's documents, it literally says they have to take over the media in order to get the propaganda out there to, just like they created this false climate change agenda. That was their goal to, you know, brainwash with propaganda the public into thinking, oh, my God, we have a crisis and we have to, you know, stop having air conditioning and stop this and stop that. And basically we have to turn our clock back 50 years. We've come all the way, you know, forward with innovation and technology and everything, and now we have to go backwards because we're hurting Mother Earth. So the
whole humanity,
it's all designed. It's not designed to save our planet. It's not about the planet. It's about control, power, greed, creating a new world order.
Look how much money Al Gore has made off of his so-called climate change, whatever agenda nonsense that he came up with. And George Soros has over 122 shell organizations in the country that, quote, are supposed to be nonprofit. We know that George Soros...
Over 5,000, you see, 5,000, not 122, over 5,000.
Oh, well, he must have, that was the last report that lets you know how long ago I knew that. But see, now he has over 5,000. Does anyone know about the movie that George Soros backed by Robert Redford called The Company You Keep, which has to do with FBI agent who just passed away, Larry Graswell, and the Weather Underground? And these are the kind of things that people are doing. That was an agenda propaganda movie that was made by Robert Redford, and George Soros backed it. And it says it. You can go look it up and see that George Soros was the money behind this particular movie, The Company That You Keep. And we want to do another movie called The Company You Don't Want to Keep, about the real story about what happened.
Well, absolutely. This is all tied together. And what we have to realize is there is an agenda. It's not Common Core. It's not climate change. It's not this. It's not that. The whole agenda is to take down the United States, take control of our children, get rid of any patriotism, any our history, our traditions, everything, and transform us into a new world order. And all you're going to be is no different than people like in South Korea. They get up, they live in stack and pack communities in little 500 square foot apartments. They get up, they get on their bus, they go to work, they come home, and they walk and bike to wherever they're going, while the elitists are living like kings and queens, off the backs of the serfs, the slaves. And that's where we're headed. If we don't stop this train right now, and the only way that I see to stop it right now is to get our kids mass exodus out of public school, and because they're going to come after the private schools, Christian schools, homeschoolers. Don't think you're immune. You're not. But if we stand with one voice and push back and have a powerful voice, they're not going to be able to go forward with this agenda. We have to be the ones that stand. Because
now,
this is a runaway freight train. We are lucky if we have a year. We are lucky if we have. And then second phase of this, now you've got the corporations, UNESCO, all of that stuff, the UN trying to vie for their power. Then over here, you have Islam trying to vie for their power.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming over and taking over our schools and our education systems at a rapid rate.
Mm-hmm.
Gulen Charter Schools is an Islamic-based charter school system that is funded by our government, FYI. So, again, you've got the Muslim influence, and then you've got which, again, in the Common Core education system, you're allowed to teach about Allah and all of that. You can't teach about God. So you've got that faction, and then you've got the corporations and the UNESCO side.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking down. I mean, we've got a forked snake here.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Absolutely.
Let me go ahead and talk about the forked snake, Ms. Christina, Ms. Ruthie. We just got news yesterday. It was July 24th here on this article, Church School Not For Long. In Alabama's past, church schools, including almost all homeschools, could claim a religious exemption from oversight by the State Department of Ed. A new policy proposed by our superintendent would undo that practice by removing the exemption. So there we go. Beginning October 10, church schools would be charged a fee every 3 years for a certificate of exemption. And this article says, this begs the logical question. If church schools are exempt from oversight by the State Department of Ed, how can that department have the authority to demand money from them? So here we go. Here we go.
That's why we don't need it. That's exactly what, Christina, and that's what they're talking about, is that we do not need any, not one red cent from any government sponsored or program, and don't these guys need to really consider whether they want to be a 501c3, because really people need to be supporting what these churches are doing. If they believe in the Word of God and stand on the Word of God, they need to, people need to support the churches, not based on the fact that they're going to get a tax deduction or there's going to be some kind of exemption. Forget that. Do what God says to do, period.
That's exactly right. And if the body of Christ doesn't wake up, the body of believers in this nation, if they don't wake up, you know, there really is, we're not going to get a voice. We have to get the churches woken up. We've got to wake people up, and it's very difficult to reach them one by one. And that's why, you know, we're starting this project, this pastor's project, to reach out, get them to wake up, to stand in that pulpit and do what God called them to do, to stop compromising and going the world's way so that they can hang on to the 501c or their congregations, or I'm afraid my board won't like it or this won't like it or that. You know what? You better be more afraid of God than you are of your board. So this is where we're at. We're literally where the rubber meets the road.
Absolutely.
And the separating of the wheat from the chaff, those that will stand in the gap and those that won't. And woe to those, as the Lord said, to those that won't. But we are at a critical, critical juncture in our nation. And like I said, we're lucky if we have a year to stop.
This is why, Miss Christina, everybody that's listening, you really need to be doing your homework.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't, when's the last time I have watched really Fox News, and, you know, I like Fox News a lot better than I did the others. But even that, you know, they're not covering this stuff either. So, you know, you've got to really get your news from elsewhere. You, if you do not have internet, it's hard. It's hard, but you know, there are people that's going to start to the going to the churches and asking for the churches to open their doors for information to be you know, shared. So please be looking out for that. We'll try to post it in newspapers, and I think that's going to happen all across the land. There's people that will be speaking in the churches about the Common Core standards, about the sex education standards that we know is coming too. They have got plans from kindergarten through, you know, whatever, because they that now Planned Parenthood believe that they need to be the sex experts. You can look at their website. They want to be considered the sex education expert. So,
well, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
What about the examination? The examination of the babies in what was that, in Oklahoma or somewhere, just a few weeks ago?
And a genital exam, but now that's through the health care bill, Ruthie. That's through the health care bill. They're utilizing the health care bill as well as the education to get to our children.
And these these are babies that are not even a year old. They're giving them exams in their private areas.
Yes.
Without the approval of the parents.
For babies, too. I think there were some children in Pennsylvania that were in school, and they were examined unbeknownst to their families. And it was, again, going through the health clinic. So I know I'm trying to make a – I'm really – for those parents that are just now waking up, I think with the school coming up, the school session coming up, you need to be looking at your opt-out forms, because we now know that Planned Parenthood got $75 million a year from the Obamacare money to fund, and they're calling it Personal Responsibility Education Program, and I know in our state of Alabama it's called APREP, Alabama Personal Responsibility Education Program, and they're going to be teaching some of these things. And I have already spoken to somebody, and they said, you know, they really are not sure if this National Sexuality Education Standards is going to go through the Common Core, because they are kind of following that, or it might go through the health clinics, or both. But
wherever.
What we want to do is inform the parents so that you can be going at the start of the school year, make sure that you get an opt-out form. You do not want that child molested. I mean, we're talking about mental abuse here.
We got mental and
sexuality.
Diana, can
that
I say
they're going more, to be teaching.
Right. Can I say one more thing and get this in here for people? I just feel it's important to say. You know, the Congress just passed a bill. It's called H.R. 5, and it's the Student School Success Act. There are so many people out there cheering and clapping and jumping up and down for joy, going, what a victory, what a victory. It's moving choice back to the parents and the local level. No, it's the Trojan horse, people. It's of the charter school system. And the whole point is for the corporations. There's a group called ALEC where all the corporations are lining up, salivating, just waiting for their opportunity to get into this charter thing. It's already happening. Hillsdale College sold out to the charter system. So understand your corporations. Rupert Murdoch, you wonder why you don't hear it on Fox. He's part of it. So you're not going to hear it. We don't have friendlies out there anymore. That's the point we're trying to tell you. So beware. It is incumbent upon you to do your homework. HR 5 is bad. It is a Trojan horse. And don't be deceived. It's all about the charter system, the corporations taking control, the workforce system. That's what it's about, unifying us for a one world order. That's the final takeover of it.
Yep, she's absolutely right. Absolutely right. See, that's one of the reasons why we're trying. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Ms. Ruthie. I'm going to go and post a blog, Ms. Ruthie, on www.cityonahill.tv on making sense out of Common Core. And I will post all these links, including Ms. Ruthie's links, Ms. Christina's links, so that you can make sense out of this, because you can't just really look at Common Core standards now. You've got to look at the big picture, because once they think that you're going to rise up and say no to Common Core, they're hoping you don't realize that school choice is really Common Core also, and that's exactly what it is.
That's the Trojan horse, and they don't want you. They want you to be focused on the curriculum. They want you to be the math standards and the English and the sex and the this. That's why they're putting it all out, so they can get to the Trojan horse, the charter system. Once they have that in place and the regionalism, once the regionalism is set, it's over.
Absolutely. And see, that's the reason why we're asking people to support us, so that we can start the Breaking News Journal TV channel, because people are they're cutting the cables, so now they need to have a place to go, you know, to be able to get some kind of information and news that's not edited or that's not propaganda, and this is what we're trying to do. So we have to have an
alternative universe.
We have to be working on a different, because, you know, everything that we have that we've been used to, we have to duplicate it so that you can get the real information. So that's what I'm saying. We have to have alternative
website.
Pardon me?
Mention the website again so they can go to that one-stop shop. Your network is going to be coming up.
Yes, the Town Square of New Media, Breaking News Journal, www.breakingnewsjournal.net. And please, make your contributions. You can click on that red slipper there and contribute to us as we start to raise funds for the Breaking News Journal TV channel.
Well, folks, it's past time. I mean, we're seeing that the culture is going down the drain. I mean, I'm not seeing it getting better. We know it's getting worse. And if you want to make a difference, you need to find out the truth. Unfortunately, mainstream is not the place to get it anymore. I wish it was. But with
now we're mainstream now. We are mainstream now.
Yeah.
That's
well,
the thing.
God-stream.
They're old. They're
God-stream.
Old media.
we're going to do something here that hopefully will empower you to protect the children that you love. That's You know, that's really what the founders did. Everything they planned for, they thought about their posterity, the children of tomorrow. And the children of tomorrow, our own future, is really what's at stake. So with that in mind, Ms. Ruthie, would you mind closing us in prayer? I mean, Ms. Christina?
Okay.
Oh, Ms. Christina probably had. Oh, there you go, Ms. Christina.
Well, I you said Ruthie.
No, she meant you.
Yeah. I done had Ms. Ruthie pray at the beginning, so if you don't mind.
Amen.
Okay, well, here we go. Lord, we just come together, and we just thank you so much for the blessing of this show today. We know that your Spirit was guiding it. We know that this is what you want people to hear, Lord, that the sideshows, the distractions, the this, the that, Lord, you want people focused. People need to wake up and get focused. And, Lord, we just thank you for all that went forth today, and we pray that it ministers to all those that heard it, and it truly wakes them up, Lord, to where they want to do their own research. They want to see what is going on. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, we just thank you again for the blessings that you have given us of the Internet, for Breaking News Journal, for City on the Hill, Lord, that we can get our message out where there's no other way we could do that. You set these things in place like Breaking News and City on a Hill, Lord, for just a time as this.
Amen.
And, Lord, we're just utilizing this new media, and we thank you. We thank you for the blessing of it, and we thank you for your hand upon it, that until your return, Lord, we don't lose it, that we can get your message out, Lord. This is really your message we're trying to share with the nation. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your hand of blessing and protection upon all of us here that are Drum Ruthie and Diana and myself. And Lord, as we go forth in your service, Lord, may all that we touch our hand to bring glory and honor unto you in all things. And Lord, we pray for the parents, we pray for the people that are listening, that Lord, their spirits become awakened. Lord, we pray for all the pastors that we're going to be reaching out to, that they will stand in the gap for these children, Lord, and allow us to create ways to provide alternatives for parents to bring their children out of the pit of hell in these public school systems and bring them into the light where you originally had them, Lord. In your word, the original responsibility of education was on the parents and the church. It had nothing to do with government. No, Lord, we're going to try to restore that in your name and for your glory and honor.
Yeah.
So all things together, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. And we just feel so blessed, Lord, for all the wonderful things that you're allowing us to do in your service. We thank you, we praise you, and we pray all this in your precious name, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Ms. Christina and Ms. Ruthie. And parents, we hope that you will research. You know, we're not here to convince you fully. We hope we could, but we pray the Holy Spirit will do that. But you do need to do your homework. Unfortunately, a lot of our principals and superintendents have not done their homework. They've been sold out, and somebody has lied to them. We can't afford to be lied to because it's about the child now. It's in your home. So please do your own homework. And may God bless you, and may God shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on a Hill. Goodbye.
Hey.
Bye.